This is Day to Day. I'm Joe Palca. The concert industry trade publication Pollstar released its annual data of the highest grossing concerts this week, and topping the charts was Prince. Also in the top 10 were hard rockers Metallica and Van Halen, adult contemporary acts like Celine Dion and Bette Midler, and country stars Kenny Chesney and Toby Keith. The list doesn't just reflect a range of musical tastes, there's a range of musical politics. Many artists aren't shy about coloring their acts red or blue, both on stage and off. Day-to-Day music critic Christian Bordahl has this story about the rise in popularity of patriotic country music. Hey, Uncle Sam, put your name at the top of his list. And a Statue of Liberty started shaking her fist. And an eagle will fly, and it's gonna be here. When you hear Mother Freedom start ringing her bell. If you don't recognize that song, you definitely don't live in a red state. Toby Keith's Courtesy of the Red, White, and Blue, The Angry American, was one of the biggest country hits of the year in 2002. And how you feel when you hear that song probably has something to do with how you voted in the last election. Now, if you just stood up and put your hand over your heart, you voted with the winners. If you put your finger down your throat, you're probably a Massachusetts liberal. You'll be sorry that you mess with the U.S. of A. Cause we'll put a boot in your ass, it's the American way. Hey, Uncle Sam, put your name at the top. Darryl Worley is another country artist who's had a big hit with a patriotic country song called Have You Forgotten?
I hear people say, we don't need this war. But I say there's some things worth fighting for.
Worley's performed for troops in Afghanistan and Iraq, and at last year's Republican National Convention in New York. And he seems very sincere about the sentiment behind his hit song. Have you forgotten how it felt that day to see your homeland under fire and her people blown away? Have you forgotten? I didn't really care if I made a bunch of money from it. I did want the people that it was written for, the men and women that died in the tragedy of 9/11 and their families, the men and women that wore the uniforms here in our country, and then last but not least, of course, our military troops that were in Afghanistan taking care of business. I just wanted to do something to honor them. And you say we shouldn't worry about Bin Laden. Have you forgotten? For a completely different perspective, I turn to Steve Earle, a country or country rock artist who's never been afraid to tell it like he sees it. He's also that rare breed, a lefty, from Texas. He says that when it comes to motives, you've got to look at each of these patriotic country artists individually.
An artist like Charlie Daniels, you know, he leads his audiences in the Pledge of Allegiance before shows, and, you know, he sincerely believes everything he says. I also think, you know, that he's an idiot, and, you know, but I don't question his sincerity. And Toby Keith, I suspect, was pandering. I think that song appealed to our worst instincts in a time of crisis. As soon as we could see clearly through our big black eye, man, we lit up your world like the 4th of July. And I thought it was racist. And that embarrassed me as an American. But I totally defend his right to be a racist or to be or to pander.
Like I said, Earl is not a wallflower, and Toby Keith wasn't available to talk to me to defend himself. But I did ask Darryl Worley what he thought about people rolling their eyes at patriotic country music or calling it cheesy.
I think there are a lot of country artists who stand up for things that they believe in, and I think there's a lot of country artists who have family members, close family members and loved ones in the military, and I think that you'd probably have to chop their heads off to get them to quit showing support for the military. So, you know, I don't care if people roll their eyes or if they think my music is cheesy. The Have You Forgotten album's about to go platinum, so I'll take all that cheese I can get. Have you forgotten
all the people killed? That's what being in this country is about, is waving the flag.
That's Sergeant Heather Haskin, country music fan who's back in the States after 18 months in Baghdad driving trucks and fixing small arms.
If you're not proud of it, go somewhere else. I'm proud of what I do.
Now's got a rifle in his hand, rolling in a Baghdad, wondering how he got this far. Just another poor boy off to fight a rich man's war.
Steve Earle says the country music fans used to be more working-class Democrats, and that they've been hoodwinked by appeals to cultural conservatism. And he says that many country artists, who might feel differently, are afraid to speak out.
Look at what happened to the Dixie Chicks. They were literally threatened with the demise of their career.
There's a trouble, there's a trouble. See you double with a brown one.
For those of you who might have missed it, the Dixie Chicks experienced a huge backlash in early 2003 after lead singer Natalie Maines said on stage in England that she was embarrassed to be from the same state as our president. Country radio stations, sensing a PR opportunity, started a good old-fashioned CD burning. Here's Daryl Worley.
I think their music is great. I love to listen to them, but I won't go out and buy their product anymore because I'm not going to spend my hard-earned money supporting that kind of rhetoric.
Sergeant Heather Haskins, who appeared briefly in a documentary called The Soundtrack to War, singing a Dixie Chicks song, says the boycott was wrong.
They were just exercising their rights as an American, and, you know, now they're throwing a fit over somebody voicing their opinion and voicing their rights, and I don't agree with that.
Well, whether you see patriotism in country music as cynical opportunism or sincere love of country, I don't think the cheese is going away anytime soon, at least not while there's a war on. So love it or leave it, buddy. Love it or leave it.
When you hear Mother Freedom start ringing her bell, and it'll feel like the whole wide world is raining down on you. I'll brought to you courtesy of the red, white, and blue.
In Los Angeles, this is Christian Bordahl for Day to Day.
Of the red, white, and blue.